Yeah, you're right. I spent about 15 years building software for other organizations. I guess near the end of that time, I'd done some work for SEPA. SEPA were building a tool to report river water quality for Europe, for the EU. And I was brought in, I didn't really know what I was doing at the time. But I was brought in to build this platform where you could record the water quality of all the river points in the UK. So I built that, but I don't think that really switched me on to this type of industry and this kind of software. That's probably more like when I joined NatureScot, what was then SNH, and I worked on a project called Swift. And that Swift project was about ecologists going on site and recording what was on the ground. So it was ground truthing. It was very subjective. So depending on who the ecologist was, he could record different things. But that was my first real taste of environmental data. And that got me really interested in mapping. And it all went on from there.